This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Last month, President Biden announced that premiums for Medicare Part B, it covers hospitals and doctor visits and some drugs like infusions or injections that have to be specially given, those premiums would drop for the first time in more than a decade, the president said. Part B premiums have been especially high this year, in part because of Medicare coverage for a new Alzheimer's drug called Aduhelm. But Aduhelm's had some problems, problems big enough that Medicare said in January it is not going to fully cover the drug after all. And as Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports, a lot of Medicare recipients wish that decision had been made a whole lot sooner.
Aduhelm is administered directly into the veins. It's meant to clear away a kind of sticky plaque that builds up in the brains of people with Alzheimer's. Its maker, Biogen, originally set its price at $56,000 a year. And that was factored in late last year when Medicare set premiums for millions of Americans on Medicare Part B, even those who don't have Alzheimer's, like Linda Warden of Houston, who suffers from type 2 diabetes, hypothyroidism, and mental illness. She also lives on a fixed income.
I am someone that has to count the squares of toilet paper just to keep up with my budget.
Warden is troubled by the process that led to premiums being hiked in the first place. Stanford neurology professor Michael Gracious says the evidence that Aduhelm works was and still is in question.
There were two sort of equally powered, equally sized studies. One showed no difference whatsoever, and one showed a mild difference in this clinical outcome measure. It was pretty clear that it wasn't a stirring, clear-cut statistical effect.
Also, Gracious says Aduhelm appeared dangerous to some patients because of the side effects, which include brain swelling. Even so, the Food and Drug Administration fast-tracked its approval last year, one reason being that Alzheimer's is a progressive neurological disease that still has no cure and few treatments. Sean Tunis, senior fellow at Tufts Medical Center and a former chief medical officer at Medicare, says the FDA's decision was controversial.
The FDA has stated publicly that this drug was approved based on limited evidence, precisely because the unmet need was so enormous. There hadn't been a new therapy approved in more than 15 years.
But even after the FDA approval, Medicare decided to do its own review, which Tunis says is unusual.
For most drugs that get approved by the FDA, Medicare just pays the manufacturer's price, and there's no Medicare review of the clinical evidence or, you know, any kind of a second look, if you will.
During that review, Biogen dropped the price by half to $28,200. In a press release, Biogen said the goal was to lower out-of-pocket expenses for patients and reduce what it called potential financial implications for the U.S. healthcare system. Ultimately, Medicare decided not to cover Aduhelm, with a limited exception for clinical trials. Washington University law professor Rachel Sachs says if Biogen had priced this drug differently to begin with,
we could have had a very different sequence of events.
One in which premium costs were lower and where costs didn't prompt Medicare to do its own review. Sachs says in January, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra asked if it's possible to adjust what Medicare recipients pay in the middle of the year.
And it was determined just that there's no mechanism to do it. There's no way to change the premiums mid-year and to return the money to seniors.
Meanwhile, Biogen has co-developed another Alzheimer's drug called lecanemab. Linda Warden is worried about what that might mean for premiums again.
I'm happy to participate my dollars to help someone, but it's just infuriating. I'm not angry with Medicare. I'm just so tired of the greed.
Biogen says the FDA is once again expediting its review, with a decision on lecanemab expected in January. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.